But now, Mr. James Petras is a Middle East expert, and he's with us live from New York to share his comments with us. Mr. Petras, welcome to the Top 5. Now, first of all, we had the foreign minister of Syria, Waleed Mualem, saying that today begins the process towards a political solution of the crisis in Syria. Tell us if you agree with that statement, and on a second note, how the Western world is reacting to this, because a lot of people are saying it's not getting enough media coverage, the West has even prevented, in some cases, expats from voting. Do you think that it should have been supporting this process rather than calling it a farce?
I think the Western media are denigrating the elections. They're ignoring the big turnout. They're ignoring the multi-party candidates. They're ignoring the process of democratization, which is taking place in Syria. I think they are caught off guard by the enormous popularity of a political solution. However, I don't think they're going to mend their ways. I don't think they're going to recognize the democratic mandate that is taking place. Instead, I think the United States and the NATO powers will reinforce their support for the terrorists precisely because they have failed to undermine the political solution. Unfortunately, the Western countries are not willing to recognize the new democratic access that is Lebanon, Syria and Iran that opposed an electoral alternative to the manipulated elections in Egypt, the non-elections among the Gulf states, particularly in Saudi Arabia. So I think we have two counterposing political options in the Middle East, North Africa. The Syrian, Iranian, Lebanese democratic option versus the military and dictatorial monarchies in the Gulf. I think this is really the awakening of the Arab Spring.
And Ms. Petras, just quickly before we run out of time, are you saying then that although this vote is being held and once the results are announced, this is not going to help Syria at least save itself from this bloody war?
Well, I think it's making it absolutely clear to many of the oppositionists who have democratic inclinations that they have an option. They have political space to operate. I think it's very clear that the main opposition, the popular opposition, and I'm not referring to the jihadists and the mercenary invaders, are clearly going to have second thoughts about continuing their presence in exile as refugees. I think they see the possibilities of returning to Syria under a more democratic and open political system. I think that part of the Western plans of destabilization are going to be eroded. I think more and more people will indicate a desire to return to Syria and participate in this new democratizing process.
Thank you very much, Mr. James Petras, Middle East expert, with us there live from New York.